This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Three Americans unjustly detained in Russia stepped foot on United States soil again late Thursday. Waiting for them, President Joe Biden and their loved ones. VOA's Jessica Jarrett reports.
A moment long awaited for. Three Americans released Thursday from Russian detention, arriving at Joint Base Andrews just outside Washington. On the tarmac to greet them, U.S. President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and their families. An historic deal involving several allies secured the release of 16 political prisoners held in Russia. Their price? 8 individuals requested by the Kremlin. Wall Street Journal correspondent Evan Gershkovich's newsroom erupted in cheers earlier in the day at news of their colleagues' safe return. The Moscow correspondent had spent close to 500 days in a Russian prison. For Liam Scott at Joint Base Andrews, Jessica Jarrett, VOA News.
Before family members met with their loved ones in person, they spoke via phone from the Oval Office. Here is the sister of Paul Whelan.
Paul, it's incredible, absolutely incredible, this moment.
And Vladimir Karamurza, one of the prisoners.
I just want you to know that you've done a wonderful thing by saving so many people. I think there are 16 of us on the plane. Again, I still can't believe it's happening.
President Joe Biden was thanked by those on the call.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, Mr.
Welcome.
President.
Can hardly wait to see
you. Yeah, thanks for bringing us home.
I tell you what, there's no greater job I have than protecting Americans and bringing Americans who are wrongfully held home. I really mean it.
The 24-person prison swap required the U.S. to regroup after the unexpected death in February of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who had just been seen, who had been seen as a key cog in a potential exchange. It depended on the willingness of Germany to release custody of a Russian hitman for this exchange to occur, as well as other European